Christmas. It's the time of year when we get together to celebrate our most precious gifts. Family, friends, community, food, presents, of course, all with love. And music is the ribbon that ties it all together. Christmas music marks the changing season. It brings back memories of decorating the tree, hanging stockings on the mantle, fighting with brothers and sisters, and of course, staying up late for good old Santa Claus. And our calendar is the single time that songs of all generations are very present in our culture. And for me, it's a time to gather around the bandstand with the orchestra to play this music, which is a music filled with joy, peace, soul, sharing, and it's mostly filled with love. We call it jazz. I'm Wynton Marcellus, and this is our swinging holiday jazz party. Pull up a seat and some eggnog. We're getting ready to get into it. I have all kinds of great music to share with you today. Talented men and women who make the music sing and swing with a particular thing, including, of course, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, we got Ella Fitzgerald, but I also have the Young Lions, Cecile McLaurin, Selvant, Gregory Porter, we got all kinds of people out here. But we're going to get started with two tracks from our own Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. First, Ernie Wilkins' arrangement for the Count Basie Orchestra, Jingle Bells. It's going to be followed by a Victor Goins arrangement of that perennial favorite, White Christmas. Take it away.
Walter Blanding, lead trumpet Ryan Kaiser. We're the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was two tracks from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, new release entitled Big Band Holidays. The first, Jingle Bells, Swing and Ernie Wilkins' arrangement. The second, White Christmas, arranged by Victor Goins, another New Orleans boy. We call him the last of the great Creole clarinetists. He has a mighty potent pen, as you could hear. Now we're going to go into a song entitled Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It was introduced by the fabulous Judy Garland in the 1944 MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis. This song comes from a Christmas scene in the movie where Judy Garland's character, Esther, sings to cheer up her despondent 5-year-old sister, Tootie, and Tootie was played by Margaret O'Brien. This is one of my favorite songs. Actually, I love to put this album on. Every song is a gem, and her voice is the voice of Christmas. It's so clear and pure in its intention. Let's see what Ella is talking about on this classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Yourself a merry little Christmas
now. Was Ella Fitzgerald swinging on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'm Wynton Marcellus. I have the pleasure to be leading us through the swinging jazz holiday party. We're having a great time here. Now we're going to go to everyone's favorite, the great Louis Armstrong. New Orleanian, a man who walked around with gold dust and soul dripping off of him. If you were around him, some of that soul fell onto you. Louis Armstrong, I'm talking about. Just saying his name makes you smile. And if you're a trumpet player, it can make you cry, because he is the greatest of all time. There's a recording of him very late in life reciting 'Twas the Night Before Christmas for a group of kids. It is the most heartwarming and touching thing you've ever heard.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Louis Armstrong. Just his name is swing. But we're going to go to the other side of the field. We're going to turn Pops loose on Christmas night in Harlem. Pay careful attention to the words when he gets around talking about that Christmas tree. I think Pops and him had some mighty strong eggnog.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. Greet your sweet, neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Gonna sit up until after three. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe. Greet your sweet niece to mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. All the fellas do it. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. I with a kiss and a go, go, go.
Christmas Night in Harlem by the great Louis Armstrong. Now we'd like to play a piece that was actually written for Louis Armstrong. Is that you, Santa Claus? Another Victor Goins arrangement. It features knocking on the door, drums, different sounds, stop times, breaks. Is that you, Santa Claus? Is that you? That's somebody wondering about it, and we have to sing it, the wonderful Miss Renee Marie. She brings the right type of sauce to it.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Santa Claus, is that you? Sounds like gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is the dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my slackin' jaws. Oh, who that? Who is it? Come pay a visit. Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. If it's just what I've been waiting for, would you mind just slipping it under the door? Old wind's howling, or maybe that's growling. My legs feel like straws. Mama, oh me, ma, kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Thank you. explain my legs shaking is the word. Santa Claus.
Is that you, Santa Claus? I think it was Santa Claus. This is Wynton Marcellus, and you all are joining me on the Swingin' Holiday Jazz Party. We've been in this swingin', and we're gonna keep doing it. Now we're going to go into the sound of the fantastic Duke Ellington Orchestra, Ellington and Strayhorn's version of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, Peanut Brittle Brigade. One of the great names, fantastic performance. Boy, this is a swinging band. Let's check this out.
Thank you.
The Ellington Orchestra, at its best. Peanut Brittle Brigade, from the Nutcracker Suite, Ellington and Strayhorn. I'm Wynton Marcellus, and you're listening to A Swingin' Holiday Jazz Party. Now we'd like to introduce a young star, singer, unbelievable vocalist, clarity, so much soul and feeling, encyclopedic range of techniques and styles, Miss Cecile McLaurin-Savant. This is her version of What Child Is This? It's a song based on Greensleeves. The lyrics were written in 1865 by Mr. William Chatterton Dix. This is a very futuristic arrangement done by Mr. Vincent Gardner, trombonist extraordinaire for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
God and angels.
That was Miss Cecile McLaurin-Salvant singing What Child Is This to a Fare Thee Well with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, imaginative arrangement done by Mr. Vincent Gardner on our new release, Big Band Holidays. I think I gotta go get me some eggnog now. Thank you. Put a little more of that in the eggnog. Come on. I'm Wynton Marcellus, and you're listening to A Swingin' Holiday Jazz Party. I don't want y'all to miss it. We're going to be right back with Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Vocalese.